nameless bodies you will find.
It happens every Martin Luther King Day. You hear the I Have a Dream speech, and you get those goosebumps listening
every
to those
time.
Iconic words, the iconic sounds, the cadence of his voice. But there were lots of cadences during the Civil Rights Movement. There's actually a soundtrack to the movement. The songs of the time, both protest songs, the songs that come out of a much earlier period in time, and actually songs that remember what Dr. King did, became popular songs in the United States. The soundtrack to the revolution is something my pal Danny Glover knows really well. Actor Danny Glover, good morning.
How you doing, John? How's it going?
It's going great. The Civil Rights Movement has a soundtrack, right?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, all movements do. And this movement has a particular soundtrack, inspiring people in the midst of moments that seem to be dark and while marching in jail. It's quite extraordinary. We're very happy about this.
Well, and it's worth remembering on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Danny Glover is the executive producer of a documentary called Soundtrack for a Revolution, where today's pop stars remake, it's more than just covering music that was a central part of the civil rights movement, and his collaborator, Danny Glover's collaborator, is Corey Smith, right here in the studio, music producer of that film, Soundtrack to a Revolution. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Corey and Danny, how did you decide, first of all, what music to pick? And Corey, let me begin with, it's not just music we're talking about here. We're talking about sounds of the revolution as well as music. And of course, with the sampling technology of today, you've got it all to choose from. Listen to this.
We put his body on a mule train. We were walking along beside, and we sang all of the songs of the movement.
Walking and talking with my mind, Lord, 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 stay.
That's Andy Young speaking about Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral. Corey, what was it like to use that historical material to interview people from the time and work with the music?
It was a beautiful thing. What we did was we... Bill and Dan had a list of songs from their interviews that we ended up choosing from and selecting certain artists that we felt fit the songs best.
So, no, and when you say Bill and Dan, you mean...
Bill and Dan were the directors of the film.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So we were able to, at that point, find voices that we fit, that fit certain songs, and also certain contemporary artists that we felt like would be beneficial.
Well, so the song behind Andy Young speaking there was Woke Up This Morning, mm-hmm. and you got John Legend
Correct.
To do his own version. Listen to this.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom.
So, Corey, what did these artists bring to this? What kind of enthusiasm? Because many of them, you know, were born after a lot of the events here, including, I suspect, yourself.
Yeah, myself was included. It was one of those things where a lot of the artists tend to be familiar with the songs through church. Like, John was very familiar with this song through church, through his church upbringing. So... he was very excited about doing this. You know, John actually flew himself out to do this song on his own dime.
Wow.
You know?
Danny Glover, is this a way of bridging time for people who experience the civil rights movement, for people who only know it historically and through holidays like this?
Well, I think what's important is that we understand this movement. And the music is really a wonderful intro for young people with contemporary artists to understand the power of music, the power of song. And that certainly is evident in any movement. The civil rights movement, given that long journey from slavery to abolition of slavery through the dark years of segregation, etc., the music here resonates. It's a powerful legacy of struggle.
It really compresses time. Phil Oakes wrote the tune Here's to the State of Mississippi as a protest tune, but Wyclef Jean actually does this version in the movie.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders, the devil draws no lines.
You know, what's brilliant about this song, Corey, is he keeps the guitar feel of Phil Oakes, but gives it a totally different feel.
Yeah, you know, he really sat down that day and decided, okay, I wanted to, he was going to actually, you know, redo something in a very unique way. And we were trying our best to not go too far, but you know, allow people to feel, the young people to feel very much, you know, renewed when they hear this these songs in a certain way.
Corey, and then I'm going to ask Danny Glover, and we've got one more song to go out on, but do you have a favorite song of the soundtrack of the Civil Rights Movement?
I'll say one of my favorites is the Roots tune.
The Roots tune?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because we got it right here. Danny Glover, what's your favorite tune of the soundtrack from a Revolution?
Well, certainly the Blind Boys singing, I may not be there. We may not see each other again. I can't remember that first opening.
Yeah, song. No. Well, the Blind Boys are incredible, and all the songs from the movie are on our website, thetakeaway.org. But let's go out on "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around."
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I just keep on walking, keep on talking.
Now, that tune's been done so many different ways, Corey Smith. That version by The Roots has sort of every quality, the laid-back Southern feel, but the intensity.
Yeah, indeed. You know, it's a very unique thing to see Tariq, the lead singer of The Roots, who normally raps, actually come in and actually sing that song. So I was very happy. And also the guys from TV on the Radio, another group, actually sang the background vocals. So it was beautiful.
Well, Corey Smith, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Corey Smith is a music producer of the new film Soundtrack to a Revolution, and Danny Glover is the actor and, of course, the executive producer of that new film. Danny, thanks so much for being with us. Happy MLK Day.
Take care.
All right, Danny.
Bye now.
All right, that's a great sound. Good. Just bring that up,
that was
Jay.
Good. Bring it up.
I can't let segregation turn me around.
All right. From the soundtrack to the revolution to the man who is leading it.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Martin Luther King Jr. in his famous and final speech talking about the promised land in honor of Dr. King's life and work. We're asking, has America made it to the promised land? What more do we have to accomplish to fulfill Dr. King's dream? Tell us your take, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or leave a comment on our website, thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.